Shot, A Personal Response to Guns and Trauma, written by Gail Bell and read by Louise Crawford. Compared to many, my story is tame, but its softness, when placed beside bigger, louder, more shattering meetings of bullet and flesh, is a determination made by others, not by me. The core experience of being shot can't be judged by a scorekeeper on the sidelines. I'm not an expert on being shot. I am someone who has been through the experience and is curious about what others have made of the bang and the blood. In the Australia of today, there are, unfortunately, more guns than ever before. And recently on our evening television, a sniper abroad in Washington, D.C., picked off innocents with an assault rifle as they went about the tasks we all perform, filling the car with fuel, walking out of a shopping mall, going to school. Storytelling, Walter Benjamin tells us in Illuminations, is the human ability to exchange experiences, a most necessary exchange that will be lost unless we attend to its survival. He writes, "Was it not noticeable at the end of the war, World War I, that men returned from the battlefield grown silent, not richer, but poorer in communicable experience? These silent men, practicing what we now call avoidance, used what leverage they had to keep a lid on the stream of frightening images that came at them as daytime shows, flashbacks, and nighttime screenings, nightmares. By not speaking, they indefinitely deferred the possibility of being overwhelmed once again. But what was lost? If the greatest obstacle to getting over trauma is the inability to transform the initial assault into what it truly is, a story from the past, then may it not have been better for me, for all of us, to have spoken? Using my new fountain pen, I took a clean sheet of paper and wrote, "While walking home one dry, moonless night in 1968, I was shot in the back." I stared at the sentence and saw half a lifetime of suppressed emotion stalking the bold forward march of the words. My heart picked up pace. My chest felt tight. My ears turned pink. "Okay," I said to my quailing nervous system, "it's time to get a few things straight. It's time to speak and to hear others speak. Prepare yourself."